3. Invent options for mutual gain. Dialogue 1.
If our joint venture is going to work out, we've still got a ton of issues to iron out. Our Chicago partners are looking like they're not happy with some of the terms we've discussed.
So what are they interested in? What's holding them back?
Well, they want to open up in the Chinese market. It's something they've been looking into for years. They've just never had the contacts or know-how to help them. So their big interest is finding someone who is knowledgeable about the market to hold their hand along the way.
We can do that. That's something that's a shared interest. We've got people who can do that. We're just looking for the capital to help us develop our business there. That's our interest. That's where we're coming from.
So these two interests dovetail quite nicely. You've got the know-how. They've got the capital to invest. But that's not the only issue.
What else?
They want more control over the direction of the whole project. They want more say-so. It's important to them to maintain a great deal of executive control over what goes on.
Well, that doesn't make much sense, considering that they've said so themselves that they don't understand the market.
Even so, it's a major concern and interest for them. How can we work to resolve this problem?
What about opening up a special board of directors for the project that would have their people and ours? Or another option is to get several of their people working in the Shanghai offices. Or what about... Dialogue 2.
There's no way we'll be able to finish the report by next week. It's impossible to expect so much work to be done in such a short time.
We need the report next week so that we can make our deadline for the meeting with our executives. I know you've got concern about finishing it in time. Can you tell me more about what's going on from your end?
The reason we have problems meeting your deadline of next week is simply because of the workload. We're short-handed this week, and we just don't have the staff to complete all the data processing necessary.
I can understand your position. In all actuality, we really do need the report completed by Monday, Tuesday at the very latest.
So, what are our options? What can we do?
One thing we can do is try to get you some temporary workers to help out with the data processing. Or, we could assign some of the employees from another department to help you out over the weekend.
That would probably be helpful, but unfortunately, they wouldn't be able to process some of the more sensitive material. What if we processed a portion of the information and made a partial report? Could that satisfy the executive board until the final report is prepared?
Yeah, that would probably be better than nothing at all.